Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. Before I dive into today's really important content, I want to invite you to celebrate Sugar Hill. It's the last Sunday of September, September 29th at 10 a.m., where we're taking our whole church, we're hitting pause on our normal Sunday morning programming, and we're going across the street to the Bowl at Sugar Hill for a citywide family worship celebration. And so make plans now to join us, make plans now to invite some friends. In fact, one of the ways that you could do that is to jump on Facebook and search for Celebrate Sugar Hill. You'll find a Facebook event that you can RSVP on, and you can quickly share it to your timeline, and that would be a fantastic way to invite more people out. Well, today on the podcast, we're obviously talking about today's title, Handling Wrong Decisions in the Right Way. We've all been there, right? We've all made bonehead decisions that when we look back on it with 2020 hindsight, we can see the mistake. But in the moment, we're not able to do so. And so today, I want to give you sort of three strategies or three ways to walk through what we've called in the past the messy middle. How do you walk through those wrong decisions and the drama that comes with it? In Judges chapter 6, we meet a leader in Israel named Gideon, but when we meet him, he's brought down low because the nation of Israel has disobeyed God, and God has allowed a weaker enemy, the Midianites, to take them captive and to beat them up. And so when we meet Gideon, he's in a desperate moment. And this desperation leads him to walk through this wrong decision in the right way. And the first sort of principle behind this is to examine the problem. In other words, figure out how did we end up in this mistake in the first place? Well, chapter 6, verse 1 tells us the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. They had sinned, they'd blown it, and so they earned it the old-fashioned way by deserving it. And so for them, it was deserved. They did what was evil. For them, it was devastating. God brought them down low. He used the enemy to judge them. But he caused within that this desire to bubble up to the surface where they begin to wonder, can it be good again? And so I would encourage you, if you're finding yourself in the middle of a wrong decision, to start with this idea of examining it. Ask, how did I get here? What were the things that led to it? What were the things? Was it external factors? Was it internal factors? Probably it was a mix of both. What was my part of this? But the second piece of handling wrong decisions in the right way is to enter the process. God will often bring us through these seasons, but it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in a moment. It takes time, but it can be hugely beneficial. So as you read Judges chapter 6, and I would encourage you to do so today, you see that there's this moment of clarity where he begins to cry out, Gideon begins to cry out, God, would you help us? In verse 11, he's down low. He's beating out wheat in the winepress, trying to save it from the enemy. And in this moment comes clarity. In this moment comes, we've done something wrong. But in the moment of that clarity, there comes this challenge where God, through this angel, shows up and calls Gideon, O valiant warrior. Now, honestly, when you read this, you'll see that Gideon doesn't look like a valiant warrior. He's down on his hands and his knees, and he's crying out for help. And yet, God doesn't name him based on his sin or based on his current circumstances. He names him based on who God knows him to be, valiant warrior, leader of the people, deliverer, judge. And so that's the challenge, the great challenge for us as well, to believe, do I believe that God is with me? And then the process leads to a choice. The choice for Gideon is, what am I going to do differently if I believe that God is with me? And that's the same challenge for us. What am I going to do differently today if I believe that God is with me? And so he begins to navigate this. It starts with examining it. He enters the process, and ultimately, over time, he handles this wrong decision in the right way, and he's able to experience positive products on the other side of it. And so as you read Judges chapter 6, what you begin to see is this new faith rise up inside of him, where God begins to stretch his faith and God causes him to trust God even more. You see a new focus rise up out of Gideon, where he begins to see God really is with me. So I'm going to trust him that when he whittles down the army from thousands down to a few hundred, I'm still going to trust he's with me. And ultimately, he gets a new fortitude, a new stamina, a new commitment to stick with it. Gideon becomes this valiant warrior who delivers Israel and defeats the Midianites because he came through the process in a positive way. I know this is a brief snapshot on how to navigate this, but here's what I truly believe. Just because you've made a wrong decision does not give you the right to handle it in the wrong way. That when you make a wrong decision, if you cop to it, if you admit it, if you see it for what it is possible for God to work in the middle of the mess and to pull you out on the other side even stronger and maybe even more useful for his kingdom. God reminds Gideon, and he reminds you today that he is with you. And so if he's with you today, my question is, are you with him? Are you leaning on him today? I hope you're walking with him. I hope you're leaning on him. I hope you're trusting him today, because with him, you can handle any situation. Well, have a great day. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast. And join us this Sunday at 9:30 or 11 for week 3 of our teaching series called Better Together. God has something great in store for us this weekend. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.